Officer Cesar Goodson was acquitted of all charges against him in last year's death of Freddie Gray. Goodson faced the most serious charges in the case: second-degree depraved heart murder, manslaughter, reckless endangerment, and misconduct in office. WYPR's Kenneth Burns was in the courtroom as Circuit Judge Barry Williams read the verdict.
The courtroom was packed as Judge Barry Williams took nearly 45 minutes to read why he found Officer Goodson not guilty on all seven charges. Williams said the state did not prove that Officer William Porter told Goodson that Gray was in need of immediate medical care. Williams recalled Porter's testimony during the trial that while Gray was lethargic and docile, he didn't look like he was in medical distress. Prosecutors argued it was obvious that Gray was in need of medical care, but Williams said the type of injury Gray suffered would not be obvious to an average officer. He said the court was presented with a number of equally plausible scenarios. He discussed five that could have happened. Williams said unlike a shooting, stabbing, or car accident, there were no observable injuries, and that Gray's fatal injury manifested itself internally. The judge also addressed prosecutors' opening statement that Gray was subject to a rough ride. Williams said that the term rough ride is an inflammatory one requiring definition and then observable evidence. He added no specific evidence was presented to prove the rough ride theory. As the verdict was read, State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby lowered her head at times. Chief Deputy State's Attorney Michael Schatzow was writing notes, and Deputy State's Attorney Janice Bledsoe sat back in her chair. This was the state's third trial against the six officers charged last year in Freddie Gray's death from a fatal broken neck. The first trial against Officer William Porter ended last December in a hung jury. In the second trial, Officer Edward Nero was acquitted of all of the charges by Judge Williams last month. Defense Attorney Warren Brown, who has watched the trial, said he is not surprised that Williams acquitted Goodson.
The judge voiced his skepticism even in the motion for judgment of acquittal that he just didn't see evidence of a rough ride. He didn't see evidence of a depraved heart, and it was a stretch right from the beginning.
Brown also points out that Judge Williams, an African-American, used to prosecute police officers for the federal government before being appointed to the Maryland bench in 2005. And adds there couldn't have been a fairer person to adjudicate the case.
Throughout his opinion, he notably mentioned over and over that the state had failed to present evidence to support their contention. It's easy to understand how he could come to this decision.
Former city prosecutor Warren Alperstein was not surprised either. He said Judge Williams gave a preview during closing arguments when he pressed prosecutors over their rough ride theory.
It was a little bit of a foreshadowing, and ultimately Judge Williams cleared that up today, making it abundantly obvious that he didn't buy the state's argument that there was a rough ride given to Freddie Gray.
Outside of the courthouse.
Whole damn system is guilty as hell. Indict, convict, send those killer cops to jail.
A smattering of protesters chanted minutes before the verdict was announced. But when the verdict came, many said they knew what to expect. City resident Justin Sanders was among them.
I predicted this, and I think so did everybody, because this is what the system is designed to do. It's not designed to favor an oppressed minority over a security force. It's designed to get the security force off.
Protesters like Joshua Beasley of Glen Burnie decried a rigged system that gives police freedoms they don't feel like they have themselves.
It's rigged for them. It's made for them to win. It's made for them to, like, not get in trouble for nothing they do to us.
Harry Fitzgerald of Park Heights said the verdict was particularly sad because he could relate to Freddie Gray's experience.
I mean, I've been on a rough ride myself. You get in the back of that paddy wagon, I've never been seatbelted in, and they just drive like maniacs.
Kamal K.G. Dorchi said he too could relate. He said he spent 15 years in prison for an armed robbery. Given his experiences with police, Gray's experience could have been his.
I grew up as a kid spending summertime in the Gilmore Projects, so that could have easily been me. It's a Baltimore City police thing, and, you know, they hate us just as much as we hate them.
Dorchi said that not only was he surprised at Williams' verdict in Goodson's case, but he also expects the rest of the police officers facing trial to be acquitted as well.
I think all of the officers should be exonerated based on what the medical examiner said. If the ME says nothing was wrong with him, then that's basically what the state's attorney have to go with, and that's the evidence that they have to present.
His companion, Angel Sala, said the city shouldn't bother going through with the other trials.
Because they already made the decision before they even walk into that court.
Sala called Gray's death a modern-day lynching. She carried a black bag strap tied around her neck, which she used to fake her own hanging. Her face bore black and white makeup, which she said represented a dividing line between Baltimore's black and white residents. NAACP President Cornell William Brooks called Gray's death and Goodson's acquittal tragedies, but he said the real tragedy is the longstanding tension between police and Baltimore's black communities.
The verdict of the community relative to their police department is a verdict of guilty. That is, guilty of having a long history of rough rides, guilty of having this chasm of distrust between the police department and the community.
But Delegate Kurt Anderson, the head of Baltimore's delegation in the Maryland House of Delegates, said Goodson's trial and the trials of the other officers involved in Gray's death showed that the justice system works.
They had a fair and impartial judge listen to the facts, and the judge came to the conclusion that the state had not presented enough evidence to find him guilty. Basically, that's the definition of what justice is in our criminal justice system.
Fraternal Order of Police President Gene Ryan said his group is very pleased and extremely grateful that Goodson was acquitted.
As anticipated, the facts of this case speak for themselves. Officer Goodson was not at fault.
Ryan also wants State's Attorney Mosby to drop the charges against the remaining four officers: Lieutenant Brian Rice, whose trial is scheduled to begin next month, Officer Garrett Miller, Officer Porter, and Sergeant Alicia White, calling the prosecution malicious.
We are more than certain that they, too, will be found to be without guilt. To continue this travesty is an insult to the taxpaying citizens of Baltimore who, at the end of the day, bear the full burden of the enormous cost of these trials that have no merit and continue to divide our city.
Ryan accused Mosby of playing politics with police, making it harder for officers to do their jobs. There is no reaction from Mosby or prosecutors. They remain under a gag order from Judge Williams, as does Goodson and defense attorneys. With reporting from Rachel Bay and Samantha Max, I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.